In front of a standing room only crowd, Secretary of the Navy Ray Mabus began the town hall meeting by emphasizing the importance of citizen involvement for the long-term economic and environmental restoration of the Gulf Coast.
Any sort of plan for restoration, any sort of plan to make the Gulf whole, has got to start with the people who live, work, raise their families here on the coast. It cannot be a plan that comes top down from Washington. It has to start here, and there has to be a mechanism for local input. There has to be a mechanism for input from local governments, from local organizations, from local individuals that know more about the economy of this region, know more about the environment of this region than anybody else.
What he heard from the audience was great concern over the use of chemical dispersants to break up large oil slicks. Susan McMillan with Protect Our Waters was one of those who worried about the dispersants' long-term implications and unknown effects to the Gulf ecosystem.
If you can imagine a teacup and someone has poured oil on the top of it and you don't want to drink that, you could try to skim the oil off. Or someone could say, here, let's put a little antifreeze and some paint thinner in it and stir it all around and you won't see that oil anymore. Now drink the tea. That's what we're doing to our Gulf in a giant experiment with this chemical that's been banned in several countries in Europe.
Many residents were concerned about dispersants' impact on the ecosystem, especially contaminating the food chain. They questioned the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's decision to open up large fishing areas in the region. John Ellington is the student body vice president at USF St. Petersburg.
You mentioned in your introduction that nearly a third of the nation's seafood is harvested from the Gulf. And I recently noticed that large portions of the fishing grounds have been reopened in the Gulf. In your opinion, do you feel that these actions may have been premature before we fully understand the effects and the consequences that the dispersants and submerged oil has on the undersea ecosystems?
Dr. Roy Crabtree, Regional Administrator of NOAA Fisheries Service, responded to Ellington's question by saying the organization monitored seafood heavily and followed strict protocol.
My answer would be no, I don't believe we reopened the large area that I think you're referring to in the southeastern portion of NOAA fishing zone too soon. And I'm confident that the seafood coming out of that is safe. And we looked at it very carefully. We have a protocol that is set up that we follow, that we've developed working with the Food and Drug Administration, and we applied that and reopened the area. We have vessels sampling all through the closed area now, and we're following that protocol to make those determinations.
While many citizens expressed concern and anger over BP's and the federal government's responses to the spill, others, like Frank Wells of World Power and Water, inquired about the role of clean energy in the restoration plan.
So we'd like to hear how any kind of long-term restoration plan includes support for other offshore energy projects, not just in the petroleum sector.
Secretary Mabus said that this disaster should provide the impetus for the region to get off fossil fuels and become a leader in clean energy. His response received one of the biggest ovations of the night.
Well, one of the things that I think this may give us an opportunity to do is to begin to move the Gulf Coast as a whole away from dependence on oil and gas, on fossil fuels, and to become a hub for alternative energies. And it's certainly one of the things that look, it helps us in every possible way.
Sure.
It helps us in terms of putting people to work. It helps us in terms of the environment. It helps us in terms of reducing our dependence on those things. And long as I got you here, I committed the Navy a year ago to, by the year 2020, 10 years from now, one decade, that half of all the energy we use in the Navy, ashore and afloat, Navy and Marine Corps, will come from non-fossil fuel sources.
Other citizens encouraged forming a regional citizen advisory board for creation and implementation of the restoration plan, greater funding from BP to pay for tourism advertisements, and long-term monitoring of water quality, marine life, and birds to determine the environmental impact of America's biggest oil spill. Reporting from St. Petersburg, this is Matthew Simitala for WMNF News.